Good morning, Rabbi Tzimur Chedem, Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yudalid, the Halachos of Dosh, the Malach of Dosh, and we're learning Siman Beis. And now the Chayadim clarifies the case which I mentioned to you about the case of the nuts. Chayesh Zor Melahotzi Hagozim Miklipa Yerokah Shel Aleihem. Kenashum Shemin Minaklipa. The question which comes up, which we have to clarify, that the Chayadim is now introducing us to, is based on what we're saying. We would picture peeling an orange, or peeling a banana, or breaking open nuts. Should all be the malach of disha. There's the inedible part, the peel, or the shell. There is the edible part, the food. They are connected together. It surrounds it. And you're breaking them apart. You're breaking it open. You're taking off the peel. You're breaking open the shell. You're taking off the peel of the banana. So we should argue that should be the malacha of dosh. We have to clarify, why is that not the malacha of dosh? What makes those cases not the malacha of dosh? There are going to be two approaches, not necessarily tied to the two other issues. The other issue, the two approaches, the other issue. The two approaches. One is... If it's a very thin type of a shell or a peel, so it's bolted to the food, so we don't look at it as being a distinct separate entity, so then it's not called dosh, to take it apart. As opposed to some of the cases of dosh, where the shell, the husk is much, it's large and it's hard and it's thick, and it's clearly distinct and separate. One approach. The second approach is the malach of dosh is the act of taking the grain, and there in the field, preparing it to store it in the silo to eventually take it and grind it. So it's done in the sense of the things which you would remove while in the field to be able to store it. It's something which the derech is to leave it on the food until the last moment, until you're ready to eat it, because it's a shomer for the pri. It's there to protect the pri and maintain the pri. That's not malach of dosh when you remove that. That's all part of the oichel. We don't say that the person stores, for example, the grains in the husk or to be able to store the grains. The opposite is true. The grains are not necessary at all for this protection of the grain once it's been harvested. And it's just a bother which we need to get rid of. We break them off. We put them. We store it without it. And then we're ready to use the grains to grind it. We grind it. We don't want to take the peels off of the banana or off the orange. We want to keep the peel on the banana, the orange, and that protects it. There's no reason to do that earlier. So nuts as well. So that if the derech is to leave these shells on them until you're ready to eat them. It's less common nowadays, but people used to be very common that people would buy peanuts still in the shell. So the process of taking that shell off of the peanut is something which you would leave on until it was very normal to leave it on until you're ready to eat it. So that taking apart, or the same thing with the person buys the types of nuts which come in their shell. It's a common thing to leave them in the shell and break open the shell and take the nut out when you're ready to use it. On the other hand, the peanut has two layers. It has a thin peel, and it has this thicker, harder peel, which, so according to the first explanation, the question is the thickness of the peel. That would be a problem. According to the second explanation, that would be permitted. The Chayyotah mentions that there are certain types of nuts which actually come with two shells. It's like an outer, like round, green husk, which you break off, and inside of that, you find the shell of the walnut, for example. And then you break open the walnut, you have the walnut, and you have the actual nut inside. So the outer shell is not the one which is bolted to the food, and it's something which Shadarach was to remove it while in the field still. So a person says, Davka Dvar Shadarach Tisha Bekach, Mashen Ken Shekala Begoyz Miklipasan Akasha, Ken Shar Peretz Miklipasan. You don't tend to thresh them in the field. You tend to leave them on until you're ready to use them. It's not called derek disha. Because Shrei Ein Doshen Oysan. We told them to do Disha. Now the Chayyadim will talk about a little more about Hashem in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.